T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, there's something else going on here today, Zach. I thought you'd have in your updates. A little disappointed. The United States of America playing Wales in the World Cup. 2 o'clock today on Fox.
The real football.
I'm looking forward to seeing it, Laddie.
Right.
It's the one time I really like it. Playing for this, man.
The real football? This is the only time you like it?
Football.
I mean, I don't mean it to be disrespectful, but it's like, you're playing with your country now, man, and you qualify. A lot of good teams didn't qualify, and here you are with a chance. We'll see what happens. I mean, they're not one of the favorites, obviously. But get a couple wins,
right,
man. Upset somebody.
Right.
1-0 somebody out there.
Yo, it's funny because if they do 1-0 somebody, right, you know our expectations are going to get high.
That's all right.
It's just like any other sporting team.
That's what we do. That's what everybody does. You're an underdog. How far can you go? That's
make a run. Why not?
Too far, guys. Let's keep it real.
Yeah,
Come on.
We'll see. I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to seeing. Everybody's talked about the American game. We got more American players playing overseas now, not just playing nothing against the league, the Major League Soccer League.
Right.
So I am really curious to see how much we've improved. And team's got a nice little makeup of some guys from the MLS as well as players overseas that are playing on some good teams, and see how we play coming together and what that looks like. So it'll be fun. And there's no expectations.
No, of course not at this point. But
when we play, I mean, it's –
but make a run. Why not?
Nobody's, you know, thinking all of a sudden we're going to be there towards the end of this tournament, still going strong. So, man, you got nothing to lose. Go out and play and see what happens. And I enjoy it. I sit there and watch the whole thing today. We'll have no problem at 2 o'clock today watching the World Cup.
U.S. and Wales, there you go.
So we'll see. Anyway, that's we've got a lot of other stuff to get to here this morning that we didn't get to earlier that we wanted to talk about here. So we're going to have Mario Cristobal coming up at about 9:30 this morning. We'll talk to Mario about everything with the team. They got one game left, and obviously, really, you know, you're just hoping to hang around. I think most of us, I think Zach agreed that thought it was this could happen. What happened?
Yeah.
It could be
right.
Could be 2 or 3 touchdowns difference, and it was that plus. So they got kicked around by a talented Clemson team who's about ready to win the ACC again, which they've done a lot. Recently, the teams haven't been as good, national championship good, but Clemson has still got a lot of great players, a lot of NFL guys going to get drafted and the whole thing. It's clear. There's a bunch of things. So the question is this that we haven't talked about, and I don't have an answer, and it's a great question I get from fans all the time. Are you telling me we don't have enough talent to be more competitive against the really big programs and beat some of the other programs that we've lost to? I think that's fair. That you got pounded by a couple of teams you shouldn't have, right? I totally agree with you. What Florida State has done has been amazing. Florida
right.
State is now officially the best team in the state, period. Not UCF, not Florida,
I'll play this week.
And they'll play this week.
Right.
But as of right now, FSU.
Okay. I could buy it.
Hey, listen, that guy's done a great job.
Yes.
He's hit the transfer portal. He's got them playing well. Remember what they went through, all the drama and certain guys and all the things were being said. And, you know, they were getting on this guy and he was trying to get rid of guys quietly and the whole thing. So God bless him.
I didn't think he was going to make it.
Give Florida State credit.
All right.
And what he has done bringing him in was good. So the question is, should we be getting more than 98 yards of offense when you play against a really talented team? Should you? I think we all agree that the talent's not. If you don't, you're being silly. If you don't see, they needed everybody to stay healthy to have a chance, and that didn't happen.
No,
on top
not.
Of it. Wiped out at running back, wiped out on offensive line.
You didn't get to see possibly your best offensive lineman all year long, basically, outside of a cup of coffee.
And I got to tell you, there's some areas where we have a lot of experience where the guys haven't played very well. There's one area for me that everybody thought was going to be good because they were dominating the wide receivers in camp, and they haven't done it. And they've played a lot. Couch, Ivy, Stevenson, not good enough.
Mm.
There's no reason those guys can't. If you're top-notch, that they don't make more plays. And they've had different coaches because I used to hear it was the coaching, now this. So we've had some guys that just aren't good enough. That those are the positions that bother me the most. The receiver position, there wasn't, you know, we were talking about this coming out of spring football, like, wow. Same deal. Not good enough.
No, not good at all.
So Restrepo goes down, that doesn't
help
the whole situation. But the question that's fair that I get the most, you're telling me we still, knowing the talent's not where it should be, that we shouldn't be better on this team, shouldn't be better, and be more competitive against some of the ACC teams you've lost to.
Well, Joe, Boston College put up 364 yards on Clemson this year, and Furman put up 376. So, I mean, that can answer some of your question right there, the talent of Miami. I'm not saying Furman's got more talent than Miami or even Boston College, but if both those teams could put up that on Clemson, there's no reason why Miami shouldn't be able to put up a couple hundred yards on them.
Florida State is another one that was a stinger. And, again, I still saying that. I'm all in. Mario's going to be here a long time. And I do believe when he tells you, and he's going to say it again today, we're going to get this thing turned around, period. It's not, well, what if it's getting turned around? It's going to. I've seen it. I've done it. And I'll get it fixed here, too. I will get the kind of guys I want in here that will be my kind of guys, and we'll get it done here. But for right now, and what fans are getting through, because you still, you're fans. We all are. I hate when the Florida State game and the Clemson game to come in here on a Monday morning. Just absolutely, I don't look forward to it at all. And so it's more than fair question of should we be getting more? Is Josh Gattis getting the most out of the offense? Will Josh Gattis be back next year? I don't know.
A good question.
I think he's got a contract for next year, which would probably be a pretty hefty buyout.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But what do you do here with this offense?
But they don't want
rest.
So I want to say this to you specifically.
Okay.
You. They're not going to put in that offense they had last year. Mario wants nothing to do with that spread offense.
Okay.
That's not what he wants.
Okay. Well, then you got to get the right players in there to fit
So that's what he wants. He wants to get the big guys. He wants a balanced attack. He doesn't want to spread it out. And
because you can understand why people were just yelling and screaming about this offense this year. It looked terrible all year long. Like there was two games and coach talked about it where Van Dyke had good games earlier in the season, and then it was just back to where it was.
It was bad. The receiver position has just been a big disappointment that just has not. Honestly, you know, the whole thing has just been frustrating, and Van Dyke being hurt, who's clearly your best quarterback, not even close.
You think he plays?
No.
You don't think he plays?
I don't think he plays. Yeah. I think he's done. Done this year.
Right.
Now, I hope he and Mario get together and he believes and trusts Mario to get what he needs around him to come back and play. And they're all on the same page. The question I don't know. I don't know if Josh Gattis will be back or not. I think, listen, there are going to be some coaches that probably move on for better jobs anyway. Somebody will get a chance to be a coordinator. Somebody will get a chance. I don't think when you play like this, somebody's going to be a head coach off this staff.
Right.
I don't think. But it's been a tough one, man. This has been tough to go through. There were growing pains. I knew this roster wasn't where it needed to be. But like everybody else, I still remember going 8-4, 9-3. I thought we're doable, even losing to A&M and Clemson and somebody else. And it's now 5-6 on the season. So,
well, it's wild to think what the expectations were, not just from us, but from all the people out there.
Yeah, no, they would no, be everybody.
They get in the Coastal, maybe lose to Clemson a second time. And now look. They got a win just to get a bowl game.
It's been a tough one. And listen, Pitt's going to come down here on a mission. Don't think Pitt's not coming down here to get a win, where they do a lot of recruiting down here too, that that coach isn't going to be thinking about somehow getting a big old win against this Miami Hurricanes football team. So anyway, I am looking forward to the future. I have not given up on Mario Cristobal, and you shouldn't either, no matter how bummed out you are. And I hear it, man. I hear it every day. Dude. And then the Manny Diaz thing gets brought up,
right,
and Manny would have had this thing, and we're doing this for you. We might as well just, you know, everybody's heard it. Everybody's heard it. But there are some things. He is not going back. He does not want to play at spread. He wants got a certain offense he wants to run. And the question is, will Josh Gattis be the guy that will be doing it? And does Mario Cristobal think Josh Gattis has done enough? And does Josh Gattis want to be here? That's two-way.
All right. A lot of
that's two.
A lot of
and
questions
we'll find
to
out
be answered.
How,
right.
How many of those coaches of that small coaching staff, because they're not like NFL coaching staffs, what are they? 11 now, I believe they've added one to the mix to see. But, yeah, today it's tough. These are tough for everybody. Losing 40-10, it was 26-10. You got the ball, and I'm like, wow, you somehow can score here. I wasn't thinking about winning. Just looks good.
No, but that's after what we
that
said
first
before
half.
Right.
Just looks good. Got a better feel to it. And next thing you know, it's a 30-point right game, and all things get a little shaky at that point. All right, we got a lot more. We'll check in 305-567-0560. Check in on the text machine. Zach, what do you have for us
all
this
right
morning?
Well, it's the holiday season, so listen, if you own your own business and maybe you've been thinking about it for a while, you know, I want to get out of this, I want to move on, I want to do something else, I want to sell it, I want to retire. Well, I have the right person for you to call today, the main man, Anthony Caliendo. His number is easy. It's 1-800, the main man. That's 1-800-843-6246. He is going to answer a lot of questions for you because he's going to give you an evaluation once you call him for free, but it's a $2,500 value. That's right. You're going to get it for free. He's going to let you know if your business is profitable or not, whether it's worth $100,000 or $100 million. He's going to tell you this. There's a buyer out there for every business. That's right. FNBC Florida and the main man, Anthony Caliendo, have been doing this for a long time. FNBC has been in business for over 30 years. They've sold thousands of businesses. They're going to list your business on over 300 websites. And there's buyers from all over the globe all looking to buy in South Florida. And what Anthony Caliendo, the main man, is going to tell you, I'm going to sell your business fast and I'm going to get you the most cash. That's what you want to hear. If you're trying to get rid of your business right now or you're thinking about it, this is exactly what you want to hear. You want to maximize the value of your business and then get the most cash for it. And the main man, Anthony Caliendo, who is a marketing machine, by the way, he's going to do it for you. Call him today. See exactly what I'm talking about. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN, 1-800-843-6246, or themainman.com. He's got his five-question challenge. You tired of all the stress, tired of all the risk, tired of all the competition, tired of all the employees, tired of just being tired? If you answered yes, call him today. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. Or go to the website, themainman.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope everybody had a great weekend. If you're just for some reason joining us here, it's great to have you with us. As yesterday was fun, man. It was a fun day. I couldn't stay awake to watch it, but last night's last game might have been the best game because Justin Herbert thought he had a win with about 1:46 left. He took him down. They score a touchdown, go up 27-23, and Patrick Mahomes says, Hey, listen, man, you left too much time on the clock. I'm going to march down 6 plays, 75 yards, and I'm going to win the game. You dumbasses are going one-on-one against my tight end. How stupid are you? Yeah, what a crazy one, wow. For sure. 305-567-0560. I know we got a lot of texts coming in this morning here on a Monday. What do we have coming in?
Somebody texted in what it would be like in the playoffs right now. Miami be hosting Cincinnati in the first round of the NFL playoffs right now. Joe Burrow comes to town.
So the number one seed has the bye, so Kansas right. City. Now, we got a lot of games left, right. But we're doing it today, for right now, today. Right.
Today. It would be Miami at Cincinnati at Miami, New England at Tennessee, and Buffalo at Baltimore. That would be the first wild card weekend.
Let me tell you something.
All the AFC teams would win. East
just to get – home game. I'm not even being a pig about getting the best record. But
you're close.
Getting the 2 seed, somehow win the AFC. By the way, winning the AFCs. Oh. Like, I just want to tell you, the Bills are not done. The Bills are not done. Now, I got to admit, Josh Allen doesn't look like Josh Allen even yesterday yet. But saying that, we're a 2 seed. It's been so long, I forgot what it was like. And to have
there, Joe.
Cincinnati coming here to play, and by the way, it'd be a hell of a game, right? You know,
get that guy back probably from injury to Jamar Chase.
Yeah, have him back. Yeah. But, man, your best chance to win's at home. Let's be honest. Best chance.
Who do you think would be favored, Joe?
I think Dolphins would
be. Miami would
be
a 3-point favorite. The home not much. Field favorite.
I don't
right.
think they'll be a three. I don't think they'll be a field goal favorite, though.
Less?
I think it might be, yeah.
You might be right.
One of those 1.5s. At home?
I believe.
Could be. What else you got coming in there this morning?
There's nothing wrong with what Gattis is trying to do more than there was anything wrong with what Manny Diaz was trying to do, but you have to get the right players to run your system. I just think it's harder to find and get those guys under the Gattis system.
Well, you want to play big physical football, which Mario loves the big guys. I mean, we're going to see a big old offensive line. Now, there are a lot of talented 300 to 310-pound guys that I see every week in the NFL that are some of the best. By the way, our lightest offensive lineman?
For the Canes?
No, for the Dolphins.
For the Dolphins.
Teron Armstead.
He's the lightest?
Barely 300 pounds.
Holy moly, I wouldn't have thought
that. And all he
that.
Does is get after it. So you wow. can be, but Mario likes those big guys now. And
how big is Cooper?
Cooper's 340, 350.
Right.
Just, yeah, he likes those. He got a guy that's barely played. Was a guy from Australia or something? The one guy they signed and... He likes big body guys. All right, what else?
All right, someone said, but Joe, the Canes are paying a guy 5 times more than Manny to lose the same games to the same team.
I know, but so I get that. Right. I know that one gets played all the time, and I understand it. But Joe, I love the but Joe.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me tell you, the but Joe is not for 1 year. the one is the bigger year. Now, saying that, I always hate saying that, like, well, just throw this year away, because I thought they're going to be better too. I'd be lying to you. I went, yeah, we'll be all right this year. Gonna have trouble beating the big guys. I didn't have thought we'd win more of the ACC games, to be honest. And who put it on them that was non-Power
Middle
5?
Tennessee State.
That was a bad one.
Yeah.
And we just got – they ran by us like a track meet.
It's
just
365 or 70-yard plays.
That right? One, that's the one that really probably sticks more than anything, that one.
Here's one. It says, Joe, it took FSU 3 years. Why are people tripping right now with Miami?
Well, listen, I remember like yesterday, that guy had problems on the team and had to call meetings and was trying to slowly get guys that he didn't want out that were bad dudes that didn't want to do it his way. And he had, remember, the defensive tackle was one of the troublemakers. A guy stayed around, ended up, right, went, was going to be a high draft pick, comes back, didn't get drafted. I don't even know if he's still in the league. What's that defensive tackle's name from FSU?
Man.
He was like going to be a high pick. He stays. I don't know if he's in the game. He never got drafted.
Someone said Justin Herbert's got a 20-21 win-loss record. Loser. Yeah, let's pump the brakes. I know, right. Let's pump the brakes on playoff talk, boys. We're one spotter away from Tua being removed from another few games. Don't say that.
Listen, there's a lot that can and will happen.
A lot of time left in the season, I get it.
In the year, but listen.
But don't poop on my parade right now.
Forgive me that we're past the halfway mark, and we're 7-3. And I'm just looking at the game. They got a bunch of games that are winnable as long as Lefty's playing.
Here's a good one, Joe. Imagine taking Herbert or Burrow over Tua. Greer's playing chess. These other jokers are playing checkers out there. I never thought we'd get that text.
Well. So I would disagree with some people and just let you know that I think Herbert and Burrow are pretty damn good.
Yeah, they're good players.
Good players. Yeah. Towards the top.
Tua gets an MVP before one of those guys do.
Oh, listen, if this story continues.
If it continues, right.
Now, Mahomes is clearly the best player right now.
It's going to be tough to take it
away.
What's he at,
28 touchdowns now? What, some stupid amount of touchdowns.
Yeah, right now he is at 28-7 touchdown interceptions.
And he's doing it out without his number one dog on the outside.
He's played two more games than Tua. Tua's at 18-3.
But that's can't control the injury thing. Right.
He has 3,200 yards passing.
He does.
So far. Right. That means he's on pace to 5,500 plus and 50-plus touchdowns.
Yeah.
Got a pretty good quarterback rating, too, 107.3.
And that's without.
That sounds like a radio station. 107.3.
Patrick Mahomes, 107.3. Yeah. All right. Wow. God. Let's see what else we have here. I do think we all owe Greer an apology for crushing him over in the Tua pick over Herbert. Just saying. It's from Rafa.
I'm not doing an apology on anything yet. I'm not one way or the other on the roller coaster of professional sports. But I do give Chris credit. I still know how Chris did on that draft. That draft is still unknown.
I agree.
But he made some nice picks, man. Like, he's got to get some credit for the trade to bring in the cheetah.
Right.
He brought in a left tackle, which we desperately needed.
Drafted Waddle, drafted Phillips, drafted Holland.
And he got the deals done. Well, he's got to get credit. No matter who the coach wants, he's got to sign off on it and say, I'll get it done. And he did. The two running backs complement this offense. Right. He got guys to match the system. Chris been aggressive and going for it. And I love the fact, because people are talking too much about the two first-round picks next year. Yeah, would I like to have them? Of course you want to keep them. But I don't want to hear about, oh, if it doesn't work out, we got this next year. No, I want it to work out now. I don't want to hear about more picks. We've done that picks thing. But Chris should get some credit. You're right. Chris has had a nice little comeback for himself. I don't know if I can ever repair things I've said.
Probably not.
Probably not. Anyway.
Last one here before we get to Mario. The lowly Texans are next. Maybe Coach Mack can pull out the old mouse traps in the lockers psychology. Finzi to handle her business. Can't lose this game. What was that, the lobster traps at once that used to put up?
Yeah, so I just want to say this. Vladdy said, way to put the
Kobayashi on that game.
Oh,
right.
he's killing me in the back. I said, Vladdy, all I'm saying is this. I'm not saying it's going to be a slam dunk because they're going to come out competitive, and it will be. And you're going to go, holy smokes, they're going to run their best plays and everything. But they got one win on the season. Mm. And I got to tell you, their mindset, because we've been there. Your old mindset goes from let's win games to, hey, the draft's right around the corner, and you start thinking more about that. So
just take care of business.
Yeah, let's just take care of it. Mm. Hey, Mario Cristobal is going to join us coming up here just a few minutes. And
Marvin Wilson, by the way.
Marvin Wilson, that's it. Thank you.
I was waiting for that text to come.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, totally forgot. What happened? There's a what happened to him.
Right.
He went from one of the best defensive tackles, and he was part of the problem with this coach.
Right.
Just was a bad situation. Bad. This coach of Florida State, it's a nice job. Friday, Florida Gators, FSU.
Man.
It's going to be a fun game.
Win this game.
Probably be a good game.
I'm sure it will be.
Probably be. Boy, Florida State wins that game. What a season.
Yeah.
What a friggin' season.
Great turnaround for them.
All right, listen, or the other coach, Mario Cristobal. He's going to join us next from the Miami Hurricanes.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes football team, Mario Cristobal. Coach, thanks for the time, as always, on this Monday morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen.
Coach, there you go. Sorry about that, Coach. I got to figure out how to turn my own mic on. I messed up. That was on me. All right, so I wanted to ask you, 98 total yards. You go back in and you look at the tapes. What were some of – is it more physical? Is it the mistakes of not being able to have more offense than you're able to get in the game, Coach? What do you see when you watch the tapes?
Well, the first part, you know, combination of the line of scrimmage and being able to execute. You know, they did some things that created a few problems for us up front with movement and pressure. And then some of the opportunities that we had, you know, the first coverage that they blow on one of our plays, we don't hit it, you know. And when we do scramble and get out of there for a little bit, we get penalized for a blindside block and we put ourselves behind the sticks. That's a tough operation to be successful against when you're behind the sticks on down distance situations. We didn't do a good enough job as coaches, as players. We just didn't do a good enough job.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, game's 26-10, and you have the ball, and I'm going, you know what? I know they don't have a lot of offense, but, boy, they keep getting the ball back here. This thing could get interesting. What was going through your mindset when it's 26-10, you got the ball back, Coach?
Well, we were down at halftime. It was real simple. It's like, let's make sure that you put on tape, that we put on tape, what we really are when we're down. You know, you just keep fighting, you keep getting after it. And like you mentioned, you know, we cross the 50, we have the ball, got a chance to make it a one-score game. We take a shot, was close to hitting it, we didn't hit it. And then we had a penalty and we had a sack. And then from there it got away from us, but we gave ourselves a chance. And in terms of that, it was good. It was good to see fight. It was good to see resilience. It was good to see guys battling against a very talented team. You know, they've done a great job putting together that roster. They really have. I mean, from top to bottom, those are legitimate, real-deal dudes on both sides of the ball. And we just kept trying to find a way to get something going. We weren't able to. After that, we turned the ball over in the third quarter, late in the fourth quarter.
So, one left. Do you go Garcia-Brown combo this week? What's your mindset for this last game going into it, Coach?
Well, setting tape all, you know, Saturday on the flight back, and then yesterday and this morning, we just got to find whatever gives us the best opportunity to score, right? Obviously, you know, we've had our issues, and you just don't throw people under the bus, man. You keep trying to find a way to make it work. You know, a lot of guys are playing football right now that should probably still be developing, and that's okay. You know, make excuses. You get guys ready. You work hard, develop, and prepare. Give yourself the best chance on Saturday.
I know I get this, and I'm sure you get it too. Oh, this Josh Gattis, this offensive coordinator, and the play calling. He's not getting it done with that style. He needs to change it a little bit. What do you say? I know you make everybody, you know, responsible for what they do. What are your thoughts on offensive coordinator Josh Gattis and his play calling, Coach?
Well, I mean, to me, you don't share certain things out in public. You always try to work things out, you know, within the walls of the program. You know, we've done a really good job in hiring coaches that have had tremendous success, you know, at every place that they've been at. You know, we've had our offensive struggles, but we put that on all of us, Joe. You know, you just don't start singling out people right. and isolating people, you know, during the season. That's not it. I mean, I think people either come together or they unravel, right? And you have to be the example in terms of leadership to the entire organization. So our entire focus is on doing whatever it takes to get one more point than the opponent, whatever that is, okay? Whether things are going well, whether things are not going so well, that's our entire focus, and that's all we talk about.
Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes football team, joining us right now in the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Coach, last couple weeks and basically this season, we talked a lot about Cam Kitchens, just how the jump he's made and how good he's been playing for the defense, 13 tackles, forced fumble, two pass breakups. How much of a jump has he taken since the first day you saw him on campus?
The guy's a relentless worker. I mean, he's only a sophomore, which is incredible. But you see what he does, not only with his body, with his style of play, but what you don't see is what he does behind the scenes. I mean, he's always grinding. He's always studying. He's always finding ways to make others around him better. I mean, he's the kind of guy that can really take a team to another level. With his leadership, he's going to attract guys. You want to surround guys like him with guys like him. Does that make sense? I mean, guys that are all day, right. all night into ball, right? And that can do it and are willing to do it and just don't make any excuses. Guys that really are about this kind of life.
I always wondered, the big get a couple years ago was James Williams in the big safety. How's he playing overall for you, Coach?
He's playing well. And he's a good player. And you know what? He's played through injury as well. And he's a really big guy. We ask a lot out of him. I mean, he's a four-course special teams guy. He's in the box. He's in the middle of the field. He plays off the hash. He plays man coverage. He does a lot, and he's had a real good year so far.
I know I get asked this, too. I'm running kind of a combo of buddy questions as well as stuff that we've seen. Have you already started having talks with guys like, hey, man, you know, you're having a good year. You can't let this, you know, let's keep this rolling. Hell, we want you back next year. You're a big part of it. Have you already started having a lot of one-on-one meetings, Coach, even though I know you still have a game left?
You know, you do two things, like you mentioned. You keep a balance. You keep your focus on preparing for your opponents, and you also have the responsibility of continuing to construct a roster that is capable of winning at a really, really high level. So, you know, you always maintain honesty and transparency while, you know, there's a professional obligation to continue to build, you know, and that requires being very upfront with everyone in the organization as to what they've done, where the organization is headed, right? And then what is each person's role and what is their projected future role in the organization?
Right.
So it is, you know, you do what you do while you prepare for the game. So you kind of balance a good number of things as you head towards this part of the season with the focal point being on the game at hand.
You must have a pretty good idea. I know there's been some guys already hit the transfer portal on you. You got a pretty good idea, like who you want back, who you expect will come back, and who will probably leave. You have a good idea of that right now, Coach?
Well, you know, the transfer portal is a two-way street. You know, it allows you to put together a roster right. that you feel capable of doing what needs to be done and what the expectation is, you know. And that's part of the rules, too, NCAA-wise, for first-year coaches. You know, you're allowed to make the moves necessary to supplement your roster both ways, in and out. So, now, that being said, you always want to make sure you do right by people and also making sure that people do right by the program. And that's a two-way street also. You know, this is a business, but it's also, right, it's also amateur to a certain extent. Not anymore fully,
yeah,
but it's
sort of
amateur. So, yeah, so we do it the right way, brother. And you know what? It is my responsibility to surround in a perfect, I guess the best way to put it, to surround Cam Kitchens with guys like Cam Kitchens. Does that make sense?
Yep. Oh, yeah. No. We get the guys. I think it's pretty clear. The guys that do it, that have the talent, that want to be here, that bleed the Miami Hurricanes the way you have and always have with this program. So I got to ask you this one.
And you know what, Joe? There's a good core of guys. There's a good core of guys. And the focus is on winning the game. After that, you know, we'll talk business as it relates to business, very blunt and truthful as it needs to be, right? Because this is a very demanding sport, right? From a student standpoint, from an athletic standpoint. But most importantly is just every ounce of effort has to be into winning this game, always being where our feet are, you know. And then when the time comes to handle certain things, sometimes it comes up early, you know, like you mentioned, a few cases. And then sometimes there's been plans laid out, which is for later. But every ounce of focus has to be on winning this football game, giving our seniors the best chance to get a W, to extend our season by another game, give ourselves a chance to be in the postseason. Just everything has to be on that.
I was going to say, I know I've been asked this. How important is that? We had this big debate. Oh, Mario probably won't get this thing over. Nah, he'll want to get a look and see the guys in another game. How do you feel about that, trying to get that sixth win and become bowl eligible?
Every game is critically important. Every single game, you know, and being able to go and win a game against a real good football team like Pittsburgh, it's critically important, you know, especially to me, it's important for guys that not only want to play another game, not only for the seniors, but for guys that are playing right now that probably should still be developing on the second team or third team, guys that stepped up for injured guys, right? It's really, really important for those guys to go out there and play a great football game and find a way to have success on Saturday. It's good for them now. It's good for our program. It's good for everybody.
Coach, I got a question. Tyler Van Dyke, any chance to see him in the finale, the regular season finale?
Yes, there is a chance. He's been getting better and better. Obviously, since I think it was game 6 or game 7 when he got when he was injured, you know, certainly he's a guy that's sorely missed, right?
Right.
You know, our season, you know, we start off okay, and then we had some bumps, and then he really got hot for 2 games before he got hurt. It'd be great. It'd be great to have him back, and he's got a great chance to be back, and we're monitoring that daily.
Well, I got to ask you that then, the follow-up question, because this is the other one I get. Hey, you think Coach Cristobal talked to Van Dyke about coming back, man? We really want him back. And I'm going, yeah, I'm guessing coaches probably had a lot of discussions. Quarterbacks and head coaches talk a lot. Have you had those discussions about the future with him, Coach, at all? Without, you don't have to get into detail unless you want to.
Well, you know, stuff like that is private. And when the right time to talk about that will be sooner than later.
Right.
I prefer in the meantime just to focus on the game, brother. I just I don't want to kill your question.
Nope.
I think there's also a level of respect that needs to be maintained. Look, here's the thing, Joe. I think, and I saw this from afar, Miami, like, staff-wise has allowed itself to get pushed around and all that junk. And, like, this is a different deal, man. We came here to do this thing the right way and do right by people, but also elevate this program. And that requires some hard-line decisions and not taking any bull crap, you know. And so along the way, I think it's important to establish clear lines of respect.
Right.
You know, as it relates to everything program, everything players, everything alumni, all that stuff. And you need to be a tough son of a bitch to do that. So that's why, again, that's why this fits. And that's why this requires every ounce of what I have, the rest of the staff and the players have. And that's the route we're going, brother. You know, just 1,000 miles per hour. Take the lumps that come with it so we can keep moving forward, progressing, and elevating.
Yeah. Coach, I got to ask you this one, too, because the world of college football has changed over the last couple of years. So it used to be the high school recruiting, get the best class possible. And now we're seeing teams, USC, I mean, you've done it, you've got transfer portal guys too, but some schools have taken it to the next level. Can you talk about your philosophy going forward with high school recruiting, which you're off to a great start, and the transfer portal recruiting as well?
Yeah, whatever means necessary. I think a good example is, you know, I would say take a good look at the roster that we left behind at the former place, you know? I mean, that's a loaded roster.
That's a good roster, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the 4-8 team is winning Rose Bowls and going to win 12 games. And that has a lot to do with, right, the caliber of talent on the team. The team we just played is loaded top to bottom. I mean, it's hard to find a hole in that roster. So I think if you look at the additions we had this year, particularly on the defensive line and the edge players, man, you know, it would have been nice to be able to do that at a couple of other positions to supplement some of our talent and be able to get over the hump. You know, our roster is uneven right now in terms of development. You know that.
Yep.
The ice cap is kind of thin, where some are senior laden and some are not very deep. And you've got to be able to go out and get guys that can not only elevate that position, but also provide competition so you can truly rotate. And that's, you know, we knew, you know, you start in December, January, man, you're in a race, right? You've got to be able to try to get enough guys of the highest caliber, athleticism and intellect and work ethic, to try to elevate those positions. We were able to do it at a couple, but not certainly to the level that we want to. And at the same time, develop the guys on the roster, because, again, we have a great, great core group of guys.
Coach, thank you for the time. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
Mario, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning, first thing in the morning. Oh, man, tell you what, I love Chevy so much, I bought two SUVs, man. Well, one for my daughter, I can't lie to you, but my big boy, the Tahoe, is so much fun to drive. And I love telling everybody, have you seen the new Tahoes, man? More space, got a brand new look, it's so much fun. Especially for us bigger people, man. It's about being comfortable. It's also about on the weekends being able to take a trip and go down to Key West for a couple of days and be comfortable driving with the family. Listen, I love the SUVs at your South Florida Chevy dealers. I think they're the best products we've ever had. They'll say across the board with cars, trucks, and SUVs. But, boy, you start looking at the Tahoes and Suburbans, the big SUVs, to the midsize SUV like the Traverse, to the smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer and Equinox. So much style and substance, room, all the things important to you and your family. And then I hand it off to the Silverado truck family. Oh, my gosh, if you're looking for a truck, whatever your lifestyle is, full-time working truck, needs to be a family truck, combo truck, we got the perfect Silverado truck for you and your family right now. Hey, I want to tell you this too. It's not just new, it's used in really good shape. We're ready to go for you during the holiday season. If you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers and you're starting to look around, you're going to be blown away, because these are the best overall products we've ever had. And we've got convenient locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealers. All right, I want to thank Mario Cristobal for being with us. That's going to do it for the show. Have a great day, everybody. I promise we're going to try to be a little bit better tomorrow morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.